This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Done.
The Jim Rome Show.
If Boston Red Sox ownership thinks that wacky Alex Cora is going to jumpstart their season, they are begging. The Red Sox are garbage on the field, and they're even worse off it, and Cora was not the problem. Congrats, John Henry. Your fans and your players deserve a hell of a lot better than you.
Jim Rome, afternoons at 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
Now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You like it?
Thanks, Ketchy. What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, listen to that Hawaiian music. It is Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday right here on KFH. And boy, is it a fun day. I always look forward to breaking out a Hawaiian shirt. And Jake will be back with us in just a second. But welcome back to KFH. This is Sports Daily. I'm Paul Savage. Max throwing the switches on the other side. And here is Jacob Albrock.
It is just a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, just rocking and rolling here. Everybody's having a good time, even though it's a little chilly outside. We're all having fun.
Yes.
Are you having fun learning that the NCAA tournament's expanding to 76? My guess is most people would say, no, they are not. Most people are unhappy about
I'm
this.
Not sure about that, Jacob. I'm not sure.
I'm reading the room, and I'm telling you, most people's immediate reaction, and there's some tongue-in-cheek with it, is college basketball's ruined. They're ruining it. We'll continue that discussion. We've got the Royals on a walk-off. Well, not walk-off, but an extra innings.
10 innings.
Win last night.
Correct.
We've got Tyron Stokes committing to KU finally. Trius Lotta, our KU insider, is going to join us to help us with that. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Have a brew with a view on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour on WBC East Patio, or grab a pizza outside shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. All right, Paul, you asked me what before the break. Let's reset that.
Please do.
The tournament.
Good.
Well, you asked who loses in this, right?
Okay. Well, here's
what you asked me?
Well, here's the thing. What is the downside? We'll get whatever the situation is, we'll get used to it. Now, you say that there won't be any excitement. I'm saying
That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
That's not what you mean.
I'm saying there's not really excitement right now for 68.
All right.
Over 64.
But here's
Nobody cares. I should rephrase
that's,
this.
Okay.
Let me rephrase
Please rephrase.
I shouldn't say it as nobody cares about the first four.
Okay.
That's not true.
All right.
College basketball junkies enjoy it. The fans of those teams care a great deal.
Thank you. They do.
Right? They do.
They do.
The general public, though, when I see people make statements like, this is ruining college basketball, this will ruin college basketball, it's over, why are you doing this? Those are the people I'm talking about. The people that on Thursday, you set your watch to it, and you're just going to watch basketball all day. The vast majority of us, and the reason we love the NCAA tournament, because we get to fill out brackets, because you get to do all the fun things that come along with it. That's what I'm talking about. I don't think the experience is going to change for you if you fit into that 90% of America mold. I think if you're probably more like us, who watch gobs and gobs and gobs of college basketball,
right? Gobs of
who every night we're watching it. I think this. I'm gonna reserve the right to see it because I'm not sure what it does for us. Mm-hmm. Does it water down the regular season, as some would say? I do not think it does at all. I think that is a fallacy in playoff expansion. I don't think expanding a college football playoff waters down our experience as fans. Let me say it that way. I have just as much intensity watching a college football game now in an 8-team playoff as I did when it was a 2-team playoff. I'm watching it because I love the teams that are playing. So I don't think it changed. I'm going to reserve the right on that because all it really means is that a team like Auburn gets in. Does a team like Auburn getting in change anything for you as a, you know, person that lives in Kansas and watches the Big 12? Not really. Did they earn it? Not as much as they used to have earned it. And that's just that's a fact now. And that's fine, right? That is an absolute stone cold fact that the teams that will make it into this did not earn it the same way as the teams that came before them. They will have worse resumes. By definition, they will, right? There's more teams in the field. And so, again, I'm okay with that because I think for those, and this is the reason they're doing it. It's very, very crystal clear why you do this. You do it because it's going to make more money. You do it because these schools now paying players and everything else, they need to generate the revenue to be able to do the things that they're trying to do. If Wichita State, Paul, is able to make it in this field, and I think Wichita State's the perfect school to use as an example here. If Wichita State makes it into this field, how much better for the program would that be than going to the NIT? And I mean better for the program in terms of resources, in terms of tickets sold, in terms of the kinds of players that they can bring in and potentially get at Wichita State. Mm-hmm. How much better is making this play-in tournament than making the NIT? Because I would tell you, significantly better. What would you say to that?
I would say that's exactly right. Although, if you were to say, would you rather have a bid to the NCAA as a play-in with 76 teams, or would you rather go to the NIT and know that you would win it, that you will win the NIT?
It's always fun. And yeah. I think that answer is so easy. You'd rather make the NCAA.
I think that's right. There's something special about the tournament. There's something special about being the part, which is part of the reason, Jacob, why we're talking about expanding it for these other teams. Right. And that's why we're doing it. You see downside. I see no downside.
No, Paul, I don't see downside. Let me make this clear to everybody listening.
Okay.
I don't think we need to do this. I would say if you gave me a vote on this, I would vote no. Okay. However, I don't see a downside. So I totally get it.
Okay.
Like I don't think there's much of a downside here. And that's why they're doing it, because there's just so little risk involved here.
Yeah, very little risk, and when you get right down to it, the money that would be involved getting these teams here, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's no downside financially on
there's
doing
not corporate partnerships. There's going to be a great host city somewhere.
It's going to be unbelievable.
The downside is the only downside potentially is that people stop watching the tournament in the numbers that they watch the tournament. That's the risk, if you want to call it risk.
I don't think that's much of a downside. I guess it could happen.
And I am very surprised today that we share a brain on this, but that's what I've been saying since this talk began. I don't believe that will come to pass. Mm-hmm. I think that people will consume 64 the same way they've always consumed 64. And I think this is just in the NCAA's eyes, and the reason you hear very smart people who are generally these conference commissioners are very smart and all these things is because it's icing on the cake here, mm-hmm. right? It's just icing on the cake. Nothing about the cake changed. The cake is the same.
Yep.
Now we just have icing on top.
Yeah.
Well, which is a couple added teams, a little more added, well, probably a lot more added revenue if we're being perfectly honest. A lot more added revenue. We're in a revenue crunch across college athletics. What if I told you this? What if you're a detractor and I told you the money earned through this could potentially help save the swim team?
I don't think you'll have anybody arguing with that, would you? I can't imagine
that's
anybody.
That's sort of the reality. That's kind of what we're dealing with.
Right.
These are the cash cow programs. The one of the great dangers across college athletics that we all, I think, recognize with NIL is the risk to the non-revenue sports, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And it's unavoidable. But what if, you know, this adds a little more money to the pool for the schools to be able to support the non-revenue sports?
That's right.
Because guess what? The basketball and football have always been keeping the non-revenue sports alive.
Yeah.
So maybe this little bit of extra money helps there.
Right.
Maybe it just ends up going to, you know, Tyron Stokes, but maybe it also can help the softball team.
Well, and that's the ideal situation, is that it does have, I mean, and when we talk about, you know, like at the University of Kansas, well, we get it. It's not that important. But you take 99% of the colleges in this country that play basketball, and there are a lot of them, these teams can use the help. It's not a moneymaker at, let's say, pick a Belmont. I imagine they're not getting rich on basketball there, or many of the other, you know.
Sure they are. That's the only thing getting them rich at Belmont.
Well, okay, Belmont's not a good example, and they have been good lately. But, okay, then let's just go back to our old buddy, Prairie View A&M. They're not getting rich off of basketball at Prairie View A&M. And so if we use that as a reason, I think it's a darn good reason to say why we need to do this. But as we've been doing this for the last 30 minutes, Jacob, I've seen you come around. I've seen you mature. I've seen you grow up on this thing. I'm really pleased to see that you're able to understand some things are just good for a sport, and this is one of those things.
Paul, I can promise you I'm in the minority on this. And you are now, too. Welcome to the minority, Paul. We're a couple of guys. It's 40 degrees outside. We're wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Boy,
on Wednesday morning. Maybe we are used to living in the minority.
Yeah, we're not that bright, but, are we, Jacob? That's the problem. But, I'm not that bright.
But I'm telling you, the vast majority of people hate this idea. For those people, I would say, let's all have a little patience. I don't think what we really truly love about March Madness will change all that much. When we come back, the Royals get a win last night. Tyron Stokes signs with KU. A lot of little things to get to. We've got Shreyas Lotta coming up later this hour as well. It's a fun Wednesday here on Sports Daily. Stick around.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for heavy traffic on I-235 South heading on to K-96. Give yourself a few extra minutes. And there are construction delays on Southeast Boulevard North at 31st Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Mostly cloudy and continued cool today. High 66. Northeast wind 5 to 15. Becoming cloudy and 47 tonight. Gray skies on Thursday. Cool again. High 65. We'll see a few showers during the afternoon. Nothing heavy nor severe. Clouds will slowly move out on Friday. High of 64. We're back in the 70s and 80s this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In today's NIL-shaped college sports landscape, the prevailing belief is simple. College athletics have become a pay-to-win. The last few seasons have also made one thing really clear. Spending for elite talent guarantees very little beyond potential draft picks. Money can build a roster. It can't guarantee anything else. Take Ohio State. The Buckeyes had 11 players taken in this year's draft, 7 coming off the board in the first 2 rounds. That doesn't even account for the next wave of NFL talent still in Columbus. Yet Ohio State failed to win the Big Ten or reach the national title game. The same lesson applies on the hardwood. Duke annually recruits as well as anybody, and last season featured both Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple, 2 front runners for the Rookie of the Year. Yet despite routinely assembling some of basketball's most gifted players, Duke hasn't won a title in more than a decade. NIL can buy talent. It's not buying titles. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. When money's tight and you're behind, it can be tough to play catch-up. But Liberty Mutual can help you make a comeback, a fourth-quarter go-ahead drive, if you will. Liberty Mutual is clutch by customizing your car and home insurance to save you money, especially when you bundle. It's insurance built for real people with a team that works hard to help keep more of what matters most in your pocket, money. Liberty, 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 Liberty. Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local independent agent, libertymutual.com. 2 words, prostate exam. Relax, screening starts with a simple finger-free blood test. Around 1 in 8 men in the United States will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Prostate cancer can have over a 99% 5-year relative survival rate when caught at a localized or regional stage. If you're 40 or over and have a prostate, visit relaxitsablloodtest.com to see if a PSA blood test is right for you. Talk to your doctor about screening and the next steps. Sponsored by Novartis.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I listen on the app. I usually listen to the radio, like, on my app.
Love the app. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Glad to be here with you. It may be chilly outside, but it is still good golf weather out at Crestview Country Club. You go out, one of the things you can do if you're headed out there is check out the Pro Shop. They've got great deals on some really great gear and merchandise. You need a pullover, you can grab one right there from the Pro Shop before you go out there and swing it around a little bit. It's golf season. Crestview Country Club, 36 holes to choose from. Great membership opportunities that we would invite you to give them a call and ask them about. We appreciate their support of this program. Paul, we'll get to Tyron Stokes in detail with Shreya Slaughter in just a minute. Let's get our initial reactions to that before we dig in. He goes on Inside the NBA, national television, with the most, you know, in the most high-profile basketball environment that exists.
Right.
Shaq,
right.
Penny, Charles, Ernie. He chooses to do it there, which is fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
He's got, you know, his Panini trading card sponsorship right front and center. He's got his 2K Sports sponsorship right front and center. He's got his logo on his chain right front and center. He's being coached up in how to, you know, how to market himself a great deal. Earning maximum earning potential here. He's choosing Kansas. Kansas needs him badly. There's all kinds of stuff out about maybe his attitude. I think it rubs people the wrong way that the recruiting process went the way it did. Kind of rubs me the wrong way, to be perfectly honest, and that's unfair, but it has. Just be honest. Like, I hate that, you know, the commitment hadn't been made earlier because it feels like it's been holding, like, whichever team he ultimately chose, KU or the hometown Nike Kentucky Wildcats, it felt like it held him hostage a little bit. Not just in the money resources part of it, which, of course, you know, the money went up and the price tag went up,
I would imagine.
But in the sense that Kansas hasn't been able to fully know what it could do with the rest. Now, maybe they've known behind the scenes all along. Maybe this has all been who knows what, why, or when. Maybe Bill Self's known the entire time. But you never really know in these situations. And I think he's really enjoyed the attention. And even if he hasn't enjoyed it, I think he has a good understanding of monetizing the attention. That was pretty clear last night in his
announcement. Yes, it was.
So, okay, fine. Again, I don't have a problem with that. I don't like the timing of it because I don't know what this KU roster is ultimately going to be. And if, you know, if they knew at the start of portal season, we with 100% certainty have Tyron Stokes coming in next year, I cannot imagine it doesn't alter what happens in the portal. Now, ultimately, and I think this is what Shreyas Lada will tell us, most of what matters in the portal right now is the dollar sign. But there are reports out there that Kentucky offered him more money. There are reports out there that Paul Mbia could have made significantly more money. So situation matters too still. Maybe less than it used to, but it still does. And I cannot imagine that knowing Stokes was going to be at KU 3-4 weeks ago wouldn't have positively impacted some conversations KU could have had and still probably can have with other players. Maybe not. Maybe none of that matters. None of it changes. And this has all been a foregone conclusion. But I think he's putting himself, because he's so business savvy, in a little bit of a precarious spot with fans down the road. Now, if he comes out, Paul, and he balls out and he's really good, nobody's going to care about any of this.
That's right.
We don't. I mean, absolutely.
No, you're right.
We will not care. It'll be great.
No, that's right.
I hope that that happens because this is now KU's, you know, they've put all their chips into this. But just remember, a little adversity for Darren Peterson, who was as rock chalk a one-year player as you could be in everything that he did and said, but got hurt, remember. I think that, and he was, you know, he was lambasted for that. Tyron Stokes better bring it, because I don't think he is starting in as positive a place as Darren Peterson did. I think Darren Peterson is a more highly heralded prospect, granted who got hurt. Tyron Stokes is a, you know, a projected lottery pick for a reason. He's really talented, and he's probably the most talented freshman coming in. So expectations are going to be high. He's put them with all this all the theatrics and everything else. He's put it even higher, and he's got to meet it. Or it could get messy for a kid we've seen publicly bickering with a coach on the sideline. I don't know what to make of all that stuff, but you just, you know what you hear.
Right.
And here we go. This is the bed KU has made, and I hope they are good, and I hope he's great because it's the bed they've made.
Right. I'm not rooting for him. I mean, the way he has acted over the last, you know, few weeks, and I guess I don't have a problem with a kid trying to get his
situation.
Okay, yes.
Because what has been the thing that's bothered you the most?
The self promotion.
Okay.
For things that are obviously influenced by some sort of money switching hands. I guess that's the number one thing.
That it's not been team first up to this point.
Well, kinda. I mean, kinda.
Yeah, that's, no, I get it. That's a part of my concern too.
Yeah.
Again, he is marketing himself. He's doing his thing, and there is definitely a part of me that's like, well, okay, like, you know, he's 18. He doesn't have, nobody does. You don't have a real good grasp of much at 18,
right?
And you know, right now, you've got people, smart people, telling you, you have to capitalize now. You never know. Like, you have to take full advantage now. You just never know. It takes some of the innocence away, and it takes some of the, when you do these kinds of things, it makes it harder for people to treat you like a kid, which you kind of still are a kid at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it harder for people to do.
Yeah. Well,
I think I'm guilty of this too. Like, if you're going to act like a professional, we're going to treat you like a professional as fans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't bring it, how do we treat professionals that don't get the job done?
Mm-hmm. Are you rooting
Most
for
Most of the time, it's don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Right. Are you rooting
and
for him, Jacob?
I hope that an 18-year-old is prepared for that. It clearly bothered Darren Peterson. And Darren Peterson didn't even invite it. He got hurt, but he wasn't doing all this.
No, he
stuff.
Wasn't.
I mean, now, he made a huge bag. Don't get me wrong. He made plenty of money. But he wasn't as self-promoting publicly
no.
as Tyron Stokes has been. So again, you're acting like a professional. I've got no problem with that. You better bring it like a professional, or fans are going to treat you like a professional, and you're not going to like that.
As a matter
of, it'll be the first criticism you've ever had in your entire life as a basketball player.
Oh no criticism, Jack. Are you kidding? No,
that's tough. Think like it's a lot to take in. At 18 years old, at 18 years old, starting college off, it's like, boy, can I remember to go to class at 7:30? Mm-hmm. Can I afford this, six pack of beer? Like what? Like the stuff that you're thinking about, like that I was worried about at 18 years old. Like you don't know anything about anything.
All right,
you're a dumb kid. Yeah. We're all dumb kids.
Yeah.
So, I hope that he's great because it's a lot to bear, and he's bearing a lot as an 18-year-old who's never played a second of college basketball.
Right.
Going on inside the NBA with two different sponsors and your logo and the whole package. It's good for making money. It is. Got to also play basketball because we're all looking at him right now like he's a professional, not a kid coming into college. And that's going to be a heavy burden to bear for him. Right. Maybe he's a gamer and he just thrives in it, Paul. And that's what I hope happens.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Bill Self got him. And I'm and quite frankly, I'm glad for the kid that he chose Bill Self because he's got a coach that'll, I think, get the best out of him.
Yeah. And let's remember, he's not going to be at KU forever. Shoot, he'll be there one.
He's at KU for 1 year.
He's going to be a one and done. That's how this is going to. I mean, there is no becoming emotionally involved with this young man in his life. No emotion.
Oh, sure. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. You don't think they were emotionally involved with AJ DeBonce at BYU last year?
I think that's a difference.
You don't think Houston fans became emotionally connected to Flemings?
Yeah.
You don't think that the guy from our neck of the woods, Keaton Wagler, you don't think fans at Illinois emotionally connected with these guys who are all just going to have spent 1 year at their schools? Of course they did.
Well, I guess that could be a good point. At BYU, I can understand it even more than some of the other schools. It's a different deal. It's just a plain different deal at Brigham Young. But with that being said, there's going to be people that are not going to be sympathetic. Let's say Tyron Stokes has some learning curves and things are not quite.
People are not going to have the patience for it.
That's right. They're
What's
not.
What's the first thing they're going to say? How much money are we paying this guy?
That's right. Because how much is he making from such and such a company? And
because we just saw it. We just saw it with Darren Peterson.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just saw the same thing. Darren Peterson was getting accused of, of load management, which was not the case. I still don't think
that's the case. No, I don't think it is either. Load management is a different deal.
And that was out of his control. It was unfortunate.
That's right.
Sucked for KU. I get it. It's brutal.
Yeah.
But there it is.
But there's,
we'll talk to Shreyas Lada about all of this, Paul, in about, 7 or 8 minutes.
Gotcha.
Let's real quick. Let's put that table. Let's put this conversation aside so we can have it with Shreyas. Let's talk Royals real quick last night.
All right.
Late baseball. Do you think they have that? You think they have that look in their eye right now, Paul?
Right. Well, they were down earlier in this game. I mean,
They were down 1-0.
Yeah, yep. I did not see anything on this game, but I've looked at some reports and checked it out.
Let me walk you through it then.
Please do.
Chris Bubich did not have his best stuff. He had walked four guys, gave up four hits in five innings, but he worked through it. They have a situation in the bullpen where they've got to go to John Schreiber because of a situation kind of out of his control. They were forced to put him into the game. Maybe I'm not sure they were planning on using him at any point. And he had his best performance of the year. Daniel Lynch was great again. Matt Strom was not great. He got the bases loaded, but he got through it. Okay, so the bullpen, the whole pitching staff sort of labored through this one. They were clean in the ninth until they could get it to Ursig to come in and save the game. He looked not great. A couple base runners there for him, but he got the job done. So, the pitching staff just kind of got the job done. Didn't look great, but they got the job done. And the offense picked him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He had the two home runs. from two players. You need to see, you know, push it in the power department a little bit. It's the fourth straight win. I think they might be getting that look in their eye. Now, we've said it before. This all needs to carry into next week. They have to be at least pretty good this week to get them to next week where they need to be really good. And then we can really hit the reset button. But we're starting to see some things from them that feel a little more repeatable, mm-hmm. right? Here's one thing to watch, and that's Vinny Pasquantino back tightness. He's starting to hit, Paul. If he has to go on the DL or the IL, that's going to be a major bummer. Back tightness, he's had some back issues. He left the game. He says he just couldn't get it loosened up. I cannot imagine that he'll play today. I can't imagine he'll play today. But maybe he's available off the bench to pinch hit. But we'll just watch as they lose Jonathan India for the season yesterday. Side note. They just get Michael Garcia back in the lineup after his time off because of elbow soreness. He had two hits last night.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Vinny doesn't have to miss time right as he's figuring out. Because then in my head, I'm like, okay, he's finally figuring out. If he has to go on the IL, he's going to come back off the IL and he's going to need some rev up time to figure it all out again. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be a bummer. I hope that he is fine. In a short-term one or two-game scenario, if it was like Michael Garcia, it's no big deal. Right? They can play Salvi at first. They can play Carter Jensen at catcher. I think Carter Jensen can play some first. Jack Caglione can play first base. Jack Caglione was a first baseman. He doesn't do it in the big leagues because they needed him in the outfield. So they have some short-term options. I just hope it's not long-term with Vinny. But otherwise, they got through it, Paul. Mm-hmm. They got through it. And that's something for a month we haven't been able to really say. They found every way to not get through it.
Right.
Hopefully, Michael Wacha gives them a better start than he did the last time out tonight.
Right.
And then you're kind of house money there in that series finale on Thursday.
Yeah.
This feels like it feels tonight to me, Paul, feels a little bigger even than last night mm-hmm. did.
Yeah.
Because you got a chance to go ahead and go win this series.
Right
now, get it done. Wacha's on the mound. Go get it done. The right offensive players are starting to heat up all at the same time.
Yeah, you didn't bring up Bobby Witt either. He's starting to get hits at the right time.
He's not been cold, Paul.
No, but he hasn't.
He just hasn't been hitting power.
There you go.
And so now he's starting to hit for power. Bobby Witt Jr. does so many things to be productive that he's almost always productive in some way.
Right.
But his power is coming a little. He hit that ball. If you go back and watch a clip where he hit that home run, the Royals had at least two others, and I think it might have been three. Royals fans that were watching the game will know this. There were two or three other balls hit to that part of the yard that would be a home run in a lot of parks that weren't last night.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like, you feel like they're coming along. Like, the ball is jumping off their bat a little bit. Now, Bobby got it done and did have enough power in the extra innings, but there were other moments in that game where you're like, God dang, that looked like a home run off the bat. And it was just the deepest part of that particular field in Sacramento. So Royals are there, you know, four in a row, Paul. Got to start somewhere.
Let's go.
I think tonight feels pretty big. Go win the series tonight. I mean, keeping the win streak alive and all that's great too.
Sure.
But I feel a whole lot better with Wacha on the mound tonight than I do with Cameron on the mound tomorrow.
Yeah, win tonight. We'll talk about the sweep tomorrow.
Yeah, sweep. And if you don't, you still won the series and those kinds of things.
There you go.
We'll see what they do. That's another late start, though. 8:40 first pitch. Your coverage here on KFH will begin at 8. So you get plenty of pregame coverage, plenty of that. I hope Royals fans are enjoying this. I hope this is at least somewhat rinsing the disappointment of the first few weeks of the first 4 weeks of the season for you. I hope it is. It is for me. It's taken the sting off the damn Yankees beating my Rangers, Paul. The Yankees are good.
Boy.
The Yankees are good.
Judge is just something else, isn't he?
They got a good team.
Mm, boy.
Paul, I am watching right now, not to be distracted and take people away, a massive spider crawl across the floor at me. How are you with spiders?
No problem. I mean, I don't like black widows or, you know, those kind of things. But, you know, I got no problem with spiders.
They got a little life, too,
don't they?
Yeah, this guy looks like probably a wolf spider about the size of a quarter or silver dollar.
Yeah, got a shoe? You're fine if you got a shoe somewhere.
He's not going to make it through the commercial break, unfortunately, for him.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you show up where you're not wanted.
If my wife were in this house, she might just burn it down.
Ah! I'm not going to make any remark.
She spiders and bugs. I mean, just burn it down.
Yeah.
That is what I deal with.
If I had snakes, I'd be like her, but snakes are my deal.
Me too. The only good snake's a dead snake. I'm with you on that. I went to war with rattlesnakes growing up, so I just...
They're out there where you are. That's right.
Be okay with any kind of snake. But I've got to keep my eye if I feel distracted. I don't want him to get away here. I got to keep my eye on him.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to come back somewhere on the show tomorrow. Let's talk about our best snake experience. What do you say?
Oh.
Come on. It'll just take a minute or two. Just a minute.
You got to remind me of that. I've got some snake stories now.
We got to do it. Both of us will have a snake story tomorrow, okay?
Okay. We'll do it. All right. When we come back, Shreyas Lada hops on. We'll talk more Tyron Stokes on Sports Daily.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083. Or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Main roads are running smoothly. Just be aware of construction on I-135 in both directions at K-96. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Widgetai traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Mostly cloudy and continued cool today. High 66. Northeast wind 5 to 15. Becoming cloudy and 47 tonight. Gray skies on Thursday. Cool again. High 65. We'll see a few showers during the afternoon. Nothing heavy nor severe. Clouds will slowly move out on Friday. High of 64. We're back in the 70s and 80s this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel reportedly was back at work Monday after missing day 3 of the NFL draft to be with his family. A weekend of, quote, counseling to work through an affair that allegedly had been going on for years. Light work, eh, coach? And because folks have nothing better to do, internet sleuths have uncovered another nugget. A Spotify playlist Diana Rossini sent to Vrabel during a 4-game losing streak in 2022. A playlist entitled Turning the Page, and full of crappy songs that Vrabel may have even broken out during a Titans practice. Are these two respected professionals or a couple of middle schoolers making each other mixtapes? No to self, Diana. Set all playlists to private because deleting them after the fact does no good. Now, hopefully this playlist is the end of this extremely sordid tale. Sure it's not. I'm Jim Rome. And remember, you can follow me on Instagram at Jim Rome. Jim Rome here. True story. I married the best person I've ever met, Janet. And not only that, but the best mother I know. So would it not stand a reason that I would get her the very best gift for Mother's Day? Aura Frames. What an absolutely amazing product. I love it so much. And more importantly, she does. Save on gifts that moms love at AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, get $25 off the Carver mat frame. That's the one we have. You have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Support the show by mentioning the Jim Rome Show at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. AuraFrames.com.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
This is my Odyssey app. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My Odyssey app is my best friend. I must use my app, true.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Welcome back in. The big news is here. Shreyas, you're outnumbered on the Hawaiians today. We got Paul Savage in for TJ. Don't know what to tell you. It is a day to maybe be in a festive mood because we're finally through it. Tyron Stokes on Inside the NBA picks Kansas last night. All kinds of, you know, Kentucky fans are mad. And this is so weird to follow this stuff because there's so much information out there. Everybody knows somebody who talked to somebody who knows somebody who was in touch with somebody who says this, that, and the other. That's why college recruiting drives me crazy. How did this play out?
Well, it was the recruitment. It was kind of whirlwind recruitment overall, right? There was a few different moments where Kentucky was leading the recruitment over this past year, and there were moments where Kansas leading the recruitment. I think in November there was points. I think right when Kansas was supposed to play Duke, I was thinking that, you know, Tyron Stokes would commit right around then. He did not. There was a moment in January or February after his visit, I think, that I thought maybe he'd commit then. He did not. Kansas, for the last month, has felt like they're in a very good spot with him, as I think I told you guys. And I think they were building his team around him because they never looked at any star wings. They never looked at, you know, brought anybody of his caliber from the transfer portal to visit Kansas. It was almost like, hey, this is your starting spot. It's open for you. Come join us. And they've almost built the team around him, trying to surround it with shooting and surround it with bigger guys to help with rebounding, all that. You know, I had a story last Friday, and Kentucky fans, I had a radio spot, and they posted a little clip online. And Kentucky fans were so mad that I said that Kansas feels like they're in a good spot. And an NBA source told me that the visit to Kentucky was bad all around, but, you know, and then I also added, like, you know, but you can't roll out the Nike bag because, you know, Nike is still doing everything in its power, I was told from a source close to me. Our source goes to the recruitment from the KU side. And I got a lot of, like, people mad at my mentions. They were like, this ugly nerd has no sources. I was like,
Welcome to Kentucky fans.
Yeah, you
been
can
there.
Call
I've
me.
I've been there. I've been there.
I don't care. But the no sources part is absolutely not true. I was enjoying the – what's the German word? I can't pronounce it correctly. But I was enjoying that yesterday because it felt like vindication from an absolutely – fan base, embarrassing fan base that has nothing.
Listen, they're all embarrassing. I'll tell you, I'm with you on Kentucky. I went on national radio hosting a spot and told Kentucky fans they were nuts for running Cal out of town. Got the same thing. So I hear you.
I don't understand why. I mean, I've covered two like incredible fan bases between Kansas and UConn, and I never had to deal with this crap. You know, like if it's an opinion, it's an opinion. It's based on sourcing. I'm not even.
I don't know that I would. Listen. I love KU fans. I love all college fans. Any of the quote-unquote blue bloods,
Oh, they're all a little nuts. They're all a little nuts. But I will say nobody was going to like be like, oh my God, this nerd is ugly. I was like, okay, everyone would be like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, oh, okay, fine. You can think I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know when I know what I'm talking about. And the proof is in the pudding. Just Kansas has Tyrus Smith.
But here's the thing. And I know Paul has a really interesting question for you on this too. But here's the problem I have with it. Why did we have to get to this point? Why did this have to it's Tyron Stokes better be awesome, because the way this has played out, and I have no problem with his announcement last night. I don't, but I'm worried about the expectation it sets to go on national TV on the most famous basketball show in the world with both of your two sponsors front and center and your logo on your necklace and all of that stuff that he's doing to monetize, which is fine. That's his prerogative. He better be awesome, because if he's not, he's acting like a professional now. He's going to learn real quick what it's like to play like one, because it'll take that long for people to freak out if Kansas isn't good next year.
You're not wrong. And I think people have a small patience window after the Darren Peterson experience last year. I will tell this to Kansas fans. He's not Darren Peterson. He's not as good. Would be better in the college game because he's surrounded by the right guys compared to what I think Darren was. That said, like I asked an NBA scout, I have a story about this. Is he a three-level scorer? He was like, no. He is a transition bowling ball, is what I was told.
Okay.
He's a guy that's developing into a three-level scorer. He's an elite rebounder. He works on his game hard. You know, the big thing I was like, you know, the shooting is streaky, is what I was told. Like, he can keep absolutely on fire, or he can be ice cold. So I was like, what does that mean? He was like, well, I would not expect him to be like a knockdown shooter next year. He was like, anything he gives you shooting wise, that's a bonus. His points are going to come in transition, on the run, inside, outside. You know, he's just an absolute menace in the transition, is what I was kind of got the feel. And I watched his tape. You go back and watch his tape and you see he's just really, really good in the transition. He knows what to do. He makes the right decision with the ball in his hands. I think the one thing with Tyron is, for as much as people talk about like this maturity thing and how he needs to grow up a little bit, I never felt like he's selfish when I watch him play. Like, he makes the right read with the ball. He makes the right pass when it needs to be made. I think absolutely he loves a trash talk. I absolutely think he's going to be at points a headache to Bill Self. But that's why you have Bill Self, this coach who can rein in guys like him, who have reined in guys like him, like the Morris twins, Josh Jackson, like, et cetera. Like, guys who maybe are a little more eccentric personality, a little more exuberant. Because for whatever Darren Peterson was, Darren Peterson was not a extroverted, out there individual that was going to cause problems. He was always quiet, and whatever's happening with him was always behind the scenes. Whatever happens with Tyron Stokes, good and bad, I think we'll see it front and center in games. I've said this to you guys before. There have been people who don't love his body language during games. There are people who think he's too feisty, too much of a competitive edge. So seeing how he manages that and grows over this next year is going to be super key to success at Kansas.
But it's going to be interesting. Paul Savage here, by the way, and it's always good to talk to you. You're one of my favorites, so thanks for being on the show today in particular.
I appreciate you, Paul.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're on, because, you know, one of the realities of college basketball at this point anymore is money. And there was this last-minute flirtation with Kentucky. And of all teams to flirt with, you know, KU, Kentucky, you think of them in the same breath, same mindset. They're both are always considered to be somebody who can always compete for a national championship. And here's my question. I hate to be money-minded on this, but how much do you think it cost KU to sign him after he started flirting with Kentucky? How much extra money did it cost KU to sign him?
Well, you know, the funny thing was, I don't know if I had mentioned this on here, but he loves to go on visits and ask for the dollar amount to be higher from KU. KU knew that he was going to Kentucky to visit, and they were not worried about it. And I asked the source that I trust on the KU side of, like, is this something that you guys are concerned about, or is this another, he's just trying to raise a dollar amount? And then I got a smiley face emoji back. I think you answered your own question. And I was like, oh, okay. So when the visit from Kentucky went bad all around, I don't know the exact numbers. And I know that Darren Peterson was, you know, according to multiple reports and kind of from sources, he was making upwards of $5 million to $7 million, right? I think because Tyron Stokes was a Nike athlete, I would not be surprised, and kind of what I've gathered, that he makes more money from Kansas than Darren Stokes made last year. Or sorry, Darren Peterson made last year. But to be fair, the market, I've written about this, the market right now for players is hyperinflated. I had two different NBA sources tell me that there will be multiple guys making $5 million plus this year. Last year, there's only two people, AJ, Darren. Okay. This year, I think there'll be upwards of like 10, 20 people that'll make $5 million plus.
Wow. And that's just,
yeah, that's just kind of the market right now. I mean, Flory's making $5 million plus. Flory was not going to get that at Kansas. If Thomas Howell, the reports according to the Thomas guy, Thomas Howell, I can't pronounce his last name, I think, from Florida, he could be making upwards of $8 million. I wouldn't be surprised if Tyron is making upwards of $6, $7, $8 million. You know, Kentucky's going to probably go out there and have to find somebody and pay them a ton of money too to fill that Tyron Stokes led spot in the starting lineup. So, look, the new age of college basketball is hyperinflated salaries because there's no, you know, contracts. There's no realm in having to spend X amount of money. And I think Kansas is using a significant amount of its budget on Tyron Stokes.
To follow Paul's question, did the continued flirtation of Stokes cost Kansas enough to potentially have cost them another player, do you think?
I don't think so. But okay, to be candidly, like, to be honest, I think Kansas is about to fill out the roster with I'd be a little surprised if we see more than one or two guys they add that can actually play basketball next year. Think about it. They have about six spots left. And the way they have already a seven-man rotation, theoretically, I think they'll maybe get one guy, maybe two guys that can actually play and contribute next year. And then the rest is going to just be like guys like Guy and Jala like last year, or just guys who are like potential to be good eventually, but don't have that right now.
Which is fine. I mean, Bill Self never runs more than an eight-man rotation anyway. So I would ask you this then. Shreyas Lada joining us, our KU insider. Find all his great reporting on this Stokes journey at the KC Star. Where do you put this roster against the roster of last year, knowing, not like the roster when Peterson would have been healthy, but knowing the roster with Peterson's limitations last year versus this, but this roster coming in, how do we compare them?
That's a great question. So to me, I think the ceiling of this roster at this moment in time could be higher than last year's roster. But the floor of what last year's roster was there, you have guys who are established college players that are pretty good at what they do. I thought last year's roster lacked a few things. Shooting was a namely thing, but they've lacked shooting for 3 years now, okay, or three seasons now, really. And rebounding could have been better. And they also didn't generate a lot of turnovers. Well, this year they bought in a guy like Leroy Blyden, who averaged almost two steals a game in his, you know, like obviously not the in power forward competition, but still a good player. Shoots over 40% from three on six attempts a game. Like, that stuff you hope translates. Talen Kinney, a guy who's a pretty good shooter, averaged a shot above 35% from three from six attempts. Stokes, not the best shooter, but, you know, you're hoping he shoots two or three threes a game and he hits like 35 and above. Keanu Dawes, another guy, 32% from three last year, but he can hit the shot. He took three threes a game. Maybe you can raise that to 34, 35 with the right spacing. And then obviously Christian or Paul Mbia, whoever is the starter, neither one of those guys can shoot a single shot outside of 10 feet. So I don't expect them to start shooting threes. I think Paul has a decent shooting stroke. I went back and watched his tape, but like, I'm not expecting the five-man position to be a heavy offensive contributor. I expect the 3-4-5 to carry the load in dirty work, in the rebounding spectrum, in getting turnovers forced. I like the way they're building the roster, but candidly, when I look at their roster compared to the teams from last year in the Final Four, or probably going to be top five teams, I just don't think they're there yet, because you're relying on a lot of young talent to be really good. Like
they need a couple of freshmen to be really, really good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like Tyree Stokes and Hillian have to be really good. They also probably have to add another player, you know, from the roster off the transfer portal or in the EuroLeague or whatever that'll be a real contributor. And then the biggest thing is Cole and Paul Mbia, are they going to take a step forward?
Right.
If they can, that'll help a lot.
All right, here we go. It's the Tyron Stokes era officially now. Go follow all of Shreyas's reporting at SHRE98 on X, at the KC Star. We appreciate it, Shreyas. We're finally through it. We made it. We survived.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bye. We're coming back. We got a little more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
For nearly 100 years, Busey Wealth Management has helped families and businesses make smart financial decisions that stand the test of time. From personalized investment plans to tax strategies that work for you, we take a big picture approach, connecting you with the right experts to help protect what you've built and plan for what's next. Busey Wealth Management, here for every chapter of your financial story.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. You've probably seen a lot of TV or billboard ads for attorneys you didn't know were in town. That's because they're not. But when you call Patterson Legal Group, you're actually speaking to people in your community, not just a call center. At Patterson Legal Group, getting you all the money you deserve is our main goal. Call Patterson Legal Group today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In today's NIL-shaped college sports landscape, the prevailing belief is simple. College athletics have become a pay-to-win. The last few seasons have also made one thing really clear. Spending for elite talent guarantees very little beyond potential draft picks. Money can build a roster. It can't guarantee anything else. Take Ohio State. The Buckeyes had 11 players taken in this year's draft, 7 coming off the board in the first 2 rounds. That doesn't even account out for the next wave of NFL talent still in Columbus. Yet Ohio State failed to win the Big Ten or reach the national title game. The same lesson applies on the hardwood. Duke annually recruits as well as anybody, and last season featured both Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple, two front runners for the Rookie of the Year. Yet despite routinely assembling some of basketball's most gifted players, Duke hasn't won a title in more than...
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.